This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Most U.S. college students were only in middle school at the time of the September 11th attacks, barely aware of what their parents were crying about. But this week, those college students have been among the most outspoken, even excited, about Osama bin Laden's death. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, they're celebrating the news, even as they struggle to sort out what it means.
They ran out of their dorms Sunday night faster than you could tweet Osama bin Laden. Trash-talking bin Laden like they might a rival football team, flash mobs turned out from Indiana State to Boston University, where junior Adam Evan Engel was one of about 5,000 on Boston Common, marking what he calls the slaying of the chief villain of his childhood.
So I grew up under the specter of Osama bin Laden as the boogeyman. He was our Lord Voldemort, if you will. Like in Harry Potter, he was pretty much the face of evil.
As kids, Engel says, it was hard to understand why the good guys weren't getting the bad guy. BU sophomore Santiago Gomez says it's why students had such a visceral reaction to this week's news.
You know, at a really large level, this ominous cloud, one way or another, has been pierced. And there is a beacon of hope.
Many students gave props to the president who campaigned on hope and who was already something of a generational hero even before he slayed the dragon. But others were troubled by the kind of flash mob victory jig.
And so all I'm going to ask is, what was that about?
BU Dean Ken Elmore met with about 200 students yesterday as a kind of post-mortem requested by students who were confused or disturbed by the celebrations.
I was so ashamed of our generation yesterday. It made me sick.
BU sophomore Daniel Lopez says young people should understand better than any the power of an image tweeted instantly around the world.
How about you put it this way? I'm a 9-year-old kid now in the Middle East. Mom, Dad, what's going on? Oh, Americans are cheering because someone died. Now, congratulations, guys. There's probably going to be a new generation of Islamic jihadists who hate Americans because of our celebration of that.
Indeed, many students say they're left now feeling more terrified than relieved.
It definitely threw me back to my sixth grade classroom, feeling that panic and fear.
Junior Trish Garrity says this week felt more like another turn in an endless cycle of violence than any victory.
We've had 9 years of war, a lot of violence on both sides, and a lot of hate that just seems to be perpetuating, and I still don't understand what that means.
Now that the storyline is no longer as simple as Obama versus Osama, senior Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says young people will be putting a lot more pressure on the president to justify a war that's costing them friends and family.
Now that this villain has been slayed, questions like, what are we doing, may have less of an answer today than we did yesterday.
I don't know how to feel. I really don't.
And so, a day after their jubilant cheers and celebrating, students like Catherine Young ended their meeting with heads bowed in a somber moment of silence.
If we could all just take a moment to pause, thank you.
Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.